T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
We will move on to our next topic in just a moment. We went way late in that last segment because of the ABC special report. If you're just getting into your car, the Mueller report has been turned in to the Department of Justice. According to one Department of Justice official, it is, quote, very comprehensive. Read that as, I don't care. They say it is incredibly long and very comprehensive. So I have no idea what it says. I don't know. Let's get to the newsroom. Don't forget Festivus Friday coming away at 5 o'clock. Channel 9 is doing a big deal next Wednesday on Tech 9.
Yes.
What's this all about?
Lara. It's like an hour special with him. They're BFFs.
It's called the KMBC. I just saw this on Tech 9's Twitter page. The KMBC Chronicle, Tech 9, the King, the Clown, and the G.
Oh.
What does that mean? The G.
Goat. The original.
Would they run out of letters?
Greatest of all time.
So Lara Moritz is going to do a big special on Tech 9?
Lara's doing it.
That's cool.
And she said to me, hey, do you want to have me in and I'll talk about it? And I said, well, we want to have you in with Tech 9. Yes.
What'd she say
only
about
with
that?
Tech 9.
Yeah, right.
She said, hold, please.
Would you recognize him if you passed him?
Yes.
And say, I don't know, maybe a
like a nail
salon?
Okay, that was many years ago before he was so famous. And
first of all, it was not many years ago.
It was two years ago. No, it was way
no, it
longer
was not.
Ago than that.
No, it was not.
I'll have you know, I like some of his music, and here's how I know that. It's trapped in my cloud, because several years ago, my son's cloud somehow collided with my cloud, and I'll be just driving along, listening to Willie Nelson, and then, hello, Tech 9!
And you like it?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's good workout music.
Laura's probably on the air right now, isn't she?
Yes, or on spring break with her son, I want to say.
Ooh, she's in Florida,
yeah.
That's right.
So when she comes back, she said... She's very excited about this. Like, it was all access.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean all access?
I think they've been working together for a while.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't just like we're going to sit down and interview him. It was like this big collaborative thing. So we'll see
so
if we
like
can get her
back. So it's like an hour-long
on.
Special on Tech 9?
Uh-huh.
I'll be darned. All right. Story here from People Magazine. Jenny McCarthy... Many of you, of course, know her from being a Playboy centerfold. She's an actress, the cousin of Melissa McCarthy. She was also on The View for one season.
One season. Oh, do tell.
Jenny McCarthy is opening up about her short time as a panelist on The View, and she is not holding back.
Oh, no, she's not.
In an excerpt published Wednesday by Vulture, about her upcoming book, Ladies Who Punch, The Explosive Inside Story of The View. McCarthy, 46, characterizes her 2013 to 2014 stint on the show as, quote, miserable. The MTV alum goes into detail about working with Barbara Walters, the legendary broadcaster who launched the talk show in 1997.
Oh, Barbara, tell me it isn't so.
According to Jenny McCarthy, she took the job expecting to bring some humor to the Hot Topics segment and even turned down an opportunity with CBS to have her own daytime talk show.
Yeah, at the time, CBS really wanted her to come do her daytime talk show, but she thought, I think The View is a better fit. They're looking for someone.
She idolized Barbara Walters.
Idolized Barbara Walters until she walked in the door.
Replacing Joy Behar and Elizabeth Hasselbeck, McCarthy intended to provide some pop culture expertise as the show veered away from politics. It has clearly veered back towards politics. McCarthy says that after she started at The View, she began wondering which version of Barbara Walters she would see every day at the studio. Hopefully I get the Barbara Walters who is nice, she recalls telling herself. You know the movie Mommy Dearest? I remember as a child watching that movie and going, holy cow. McCarthy says of the biographical drama about Joan Crawford's allegedly abusive relationship with her adopted daughter, Christina Crawford. I've never seen a woman yell like that before until I worked with Barbara Walters. McCarthy also says that Walters, then 83 and approaching her final year on the show, was not ready to let go. McCarthy says, imagine a woman like Barbara Walters in her last year and she doesn't want to leave. Think about that. And I'm the new B word there. McCarthy also claims that Walters would forget who the celebrities being discussed on the show were, such as Katy Perry.
Yeah, she was saying toward the end, she was saying, who's that? What? And Katy Perry had been there the day before. It's not necessarily that really disappointed me. It was the way she was treated, if we are to believe these things. She describes this, Scott, as one of the most dysfunctional work environments she has ever been a part of. And that included all of those women. But she said Barbara was the worst in her treatment of her. And I was so disappointed to read that.
So we can go two ways in this discussion. You tell me which one you want to go in.
Okay.
And I know you could do both because I do know who you worked for one time over at Channel 5.
Yeah.
The very man who told you not to wear certain shoes when you were pregnant, even though you were on the air and they couldn't be seen.
Correct.
So you could go with the what's the most hostile work environment you ever worked in.
Yeah.
We can go that route if you want, and I'm fine with that. And I have a story to share in that regard, too, if you want. 576-7798, by the way. Or we can go with which celebrity did you look up to and then you met them to find out that they were turd huffers?
And I keep wanting to give Barbara Walters the benefit of the doubt. It was her last year. She was on her way out. They had handed over Whoopi Goldberg the moderator title, and it drove Barbara Walters nuts. This is part of this article. That she and Whoopi there was no speaking in between segments.
It's a book, by the way. It's a book.
Some of this stuff is just like, wow.
Cat's got to fight.
She was only there 1 year. Said it was the worst working year of her life.
She said it was miserable. You want to share what your
worst? Well, I think we've all had a bad boss. And I certainly, in a 25, almost 26-year career, had one.
Names, but his initials were RD.
Just one. And I've had 10 or 12 amazing news directors and program managers and GMs and all that stuff. So I don't find myself out of the ordinary. I think most people would tell you in their career they've had one bad boss. I had was, why, if you stick it out, do you stick it out? And maybe Jenny McCarthy had the money and the recognition to say, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to be harassed every day and yelled at. And she was making fun of the way she dressed. And if Barbara didn't like your outfit, you had to change. I mean, come on. And so why would you stick around in that environment? And so I'm curious for people listening.
You did.
If you've had that experience, did you stick around? And one of the things looking back on my career, I will tell you, Scott, and I've always said this, I wish the Dana in her 40s could talk to the Dana in her 20s. The stuff I was willing to put up with, even in my late 20s into my 30s, I would never put up with today. Never. Because you start to understand more about the law, more about your rights as an employee. Mm-hmm. You start to have more kind of just beliefs in your own abilities to do your job. You're not like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen if I get fired? Whereas in your 20s and 30s, I think a lot of people starting out, if you've just started a family, you got a mortgage, you're thinking, I'm just going to put up with this because I got bills to pay.
Is that why you did?
In large part, yes.
I mean, we're not going to name names.
No, but looking back, yes. And almost every single person I worked with stuck it out too. Because you start thinking like, okay, well, how long can this go on? This can't go on forever.
But did he treat other people at, and again, we're not naming names.
No, he was just a yeller and a screamer.
Did he yell at Carolyn Long?
I think everyone ended up being yelled at some point. And it was like actual yelling. And I'm not, like I told you earlier, I don't do good with yelling.
No, you don't.
Don't do good with yelling. And so, yeah, I stuck it out. Everybody stuck it out. It occurred to me on a few occasions, like, you know, this is probably not my favorite place to be right now. But
was it, let me ask you a serious question.
Yeah.
You were in your, at that point, you would have been in either your late 20s, probably early 30s when I, if I remember, and I know exactly who you're talking about, and he was a horrible human being. God, he was awful. But you were a new mom. Relatively new mom.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, with another child on the way.
Mm-hmm.
You and Joe had just bought your house in Leawood.
Yeah.
Is that what made you put up with horrible professional in-office behavior? Is, okay, my husband at the time is doing pretty well, but we just bought this nice new house. We've got one child with another one on the way. I believe you were expecting your second at the time. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, or third. But we've started our family. We have a mortgage. We're climbing this ladder.
And I wake up dreading going into work.
Did you cry when you went home at night?
Not routinely, but there were tears. I remember having a positive strep test, Scott. And you know, when I get strep, I lose my voice. And it was a positive test. And I remember saying to my doctor, I need you to write down that I am positive for strep throat. And the doctor looked at me like I was crazy. And I said, I need you to do this. And he said, I don't even think that's legal for me to do that. I can't tell someone else your health stuff. And I said, you have to write this down. I have to be able to say I have strep throat. If I'm not there, I'll get yelled at if I'm not there. And I got a phone call that day. And
from him?
Yes. And they didn't say, like, you know, I don't believe you. It was one of these. We really need you in here today. I mean, it's important. This is an important day. We really need you in here today.
Was the Mueller report dropping or
something? The Mueller report was not dropped. I don't even remember what it was. Nothing was on fire, but it was just this constant anxiety.
And tomorrow? We really need you tomorrow, too.
Yeah, we need you today and tomorrow. And so, but think about in your brain panicking over getting a doctor to write out your diagnosis because you know it's not going to be good if you call in sick.
And let me ask you this.
I think I left there with 1,000 unused sick days.
Let me ask you this. When you left the doctor's office, did you read the doctor's note in the car to make sure it would be good enough?
Oh, yeah. That I'm proving somehow I have strep throat.
What I'm saying is, did you get in there and go, okay, all right. Okay. Yep. They're going to have to believe this.
They're going to have to add Ebola into that.
Seriously. I mean, did you get into the car and think, okay, they will accept this?
And so at age 30, Scott, I just swallowed all of that anxiety every day. Everyone did. We were like cats upside down clinging to the roof, the ceiling for 2 years.
That is no way to go through life, man.
The Dana at age 44.
Would never put up with that crap.
Oh, I would have had a lawyer that day. That day.
576-7798. Don't forget, Festivus Friday coming your way right after the top of the hour news. The song that broke up sticks. If you're just getting in your car, the Mueller report is complete and has been delivered to the Department of Justice. We have no idea what's in it. Okay. There you go. There's your headline all summed up in two sentences. David in Harrisonville. Hello, David.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a new listener, but I can't really imagine my drive home without you guys now.
Oh, David, bless your heart.
Man, that's so nice of you.
Yeah, so I am 1 week out of the worst work atmosphere that I've ever been in, and it was all from the top down. I'm a software developer, and my boss, for the first whole year that I was there, nothing, not a single problem. Everything I did was great, but then all of a sudden, at the one-year mark, it was like a switch flip, and I noticed that he was yelling at other developers and belittling them in front of the entire team and just kind of, I don't know, just I just thought, I hate to be them. I don't know what they did wrong. But then all of a sudden it just switched, and he started yelling and screaming, and like in front of there's like 10 other developers with us in the room, and he's just yelling and screaming at me and at others. And then the final straw is he did it to another developer in front of the team again, and he made this full-grown man cry in front of his peers. And then that was kind of it for me. I got up and I shook everyone's hand and I told everybody they didn't deserve it, and I walked out.
You walked out?
I just got up and left. I couldn't take it anymore.
Wow.
I just told everybody, you got to know your worth, and we're worth more than this. We don't deserve that. And I'm literally 1 week into my new job, and it took me 4 days to find something that where they saw value and hired me directly, and now I'm out of there, and 4 out of 10 people have already left in less than a month because of that last incident.
David, let me interrupt you for just a second. A, good on you, and I love your you've got to know your worth, and your worth, you're not a child, and I applaud you for at least taking the lead, and hopefully the other 4 of the 10 followed your lead, and I feel sad or bad for the 6 who apparently have not. But good on you for just saying, you know what, I am a grown man. Maybe we made a mistake, but you can treat us with at least a modicum of respect and not like small children, and I applaud you.
Yeah, and I didn't take that decision lightly either. I'm 30 years old, so I've got some experience under my belt. But I do have 3 children, a mortgage, and I'm type 1 diabetic, and I need insurance to get my medication to live, and like all this weighing on me, and I had to come to that decision.
David, that I am proud of you because you are 30. Yeah. Because like I said earlier, in my 40s, I would have walked all day long. I would have not put up with the harassment, and that's what it was. In my 30s, I couldn't do it.
You did put up with
it. I did put up, and I didn't do anything about it.
David, let me ask you this, because I once put up with what I consider to be workplace harassment, and I vowed I would, and I sucked it up, and I was like, you know, Buttercup, just simmer down. You got a good gig. But I vowed to myself after I had time to sit back and reflect on it, I will never, ever let somebody treat me like that again. Can I ask, and it's none of my business, and you can say it's none of your business, how much money per year did you walk away from?
I left that job for $45,000.
Okay. Certainly a livable wage.
Yeah.
Questionable on that.
Well, for your age, but yeah, go ahead.
And my wife doesn't work and all that, but I got a new job for almost double my salary.
Man,
good
I am that,
for you.
Dude, that makes my heart warm. That makes me so happy. Good. Screw that jerk.
But how many people out of 100 would have the guts to do it?
I don't know.
I think it's a low
20?
Number. It's a low number. Now, the number gets higher as I believe your age gets higher.
I don't know what the better part of that story is, that he had the guts to just go, you know what? Eat it.
I know.
Sucker, or that he got another job in 4 days that paid twice as much. Festivus Friday is next. Get in early with your grievances, 576-7798, Newsroom Caremark.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.